the Bank and Book World are teaming up to light the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
The headlines. Fair turnout as Shawarma votes in parliamentary by-election. Road traffic accidents increased by 8.3% in 2025. In global news, widespread delays hit Uganda election amid internet shutdown. To present the news, I'm Lucevilo Gondwe. Voting in the Shawarma parliamentary by-election has been characterized by a fair voter turnout as the electorate vote for a new member of parliament. The Shawarma parliamentary seat became vacant on the 28th of November 2025 after the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, declared it so due to the prolonged absence of the incumbent Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu. The Speaker invoked Article 72(2)(c) of the Constitution of Zambia following Lungu's absence from the House during the period surrounding delays in the burial of her father, former President Edgar Lungu. We now cross over to our staffer Cecilia Nziambo, who is on the ground in Shawarma constituency, to give us a latest update on the voting process. Good afternoon, Cecilia.
Good afternoon, Rio, and good afternoon, listeners.
Please describe for us the voting process and also explain the voter turnout at this stage.
Okay, so mood is... Hello?
I can hear you.
So it is, the environment is still peaceful and the turnout has been very good so far, although the numbers have now reduced compared to the morning.
Okay, Cecilia, have you taken time to get a feel of what issues matter to voters in this by-election? Unfortunately, we have lost contact with Cecilia. We'll be able to get a proper detailed update from her later in the bulletin. Hello, Cecilia.
Hello.
Hi. So, yes, I was asking, have you been able to get a feel from the voters about what matters, what issues matter to them in this by-election?
So, according to the voters, the issues that matter the most to them is bringing in an MP that will be able to address some of the challenges that they are facing.
Okay, some of these challenges being?
So, some of the challenges include... lack of employment in the area, the flooding that the people have been facing for a long time. Also, the issue of unruly people that attack individuals even during the day. So they need someone who will be able to address such issues. Also, I took some time to interview some parents who said that they need the MP who at least be able to build more schools, especially secondary schools in Shawarma, as there is only one secondary school in the area.
Have you noted any logistical challenges so far? Shortages of materials, things like that?
No, nothing. I've not witnessed anything.
Any incidents of violence?
No violence has been recorded so far. I've visited about 21 polling centers, and so far there has not been any incidences of violence.
All right. No, thank you, Cecilia, for that update.
Yeah, thank you, Surya.
Right, that was Phoenix staffer Cecilia Ziambo giving us an update on the Chawama parliamentary by-election and how it is proceeding. In other news, the Zambia Police Service recorded an increase in road traffic accidents in 2025, with 38,712 cases reported countrywide, representing an 8.3% increase compared to 35,731 in 2024. The police spokesperson, Godfrey Chilabi, explains that out of the total accidents recorded in 2025, 2,068 were fatal, resulting in 2,567 deaths. Mr. Chilabi further explains that 3,687 serious accidents were recorded, leaving 7,045 people with serious injuries, while 7,560 had slight accidents, resulting in 11,166 minor injuries. He says a further 25,397 accidents were classified as damage-only cases, bringing the total number of casualties for the year to 20,778. Mr. Chilabi says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents at 20,230 cases, followed by the Copper Belt with 4,988 and Central province with 3,862. Comparing the figures with 2024, Mr. Chilabi says all categories of accidents showed an increase, further noting that admission of guilt fines collected increased from 74.3 million kwacha in 2024 to 32.2 million kwacha in 2025, representing 10.6% rise in revenue.
Most accidents in 2025 occurred in the fourth quarter, 10,400 cases, followed by the third quarter, 10,126. The second quarter, 9,377, and the first quarter, 8,809. Child casualties in road traffic accidents, a total of 1,493 child casualties were recorded in road traffic accidents. Among them, 866 were boys, 148 killed, 321 seriously injured, and 397 slightly injured.
Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba has called for strengthened social security and labour institutions as Zambia prepares for major pension amid social protection reforms. Speaking during the opening of the tripartite consultative Labour Council meeting in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Tambatamba says the Council remains a critical platform for dialogue on issues affecting workers, employers, retirees, and the wider economy. She explains that the Council is considering proposed reforms to Zambia's pension and social security framework, including changes to laws governing the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, the Public Service Pension Fund, the Local Authorities Superannuation Fund, and the Pension Regulation. The minister says the reforms aim to improve benefit adequacy, equity, financial sustainability, and governance in response to changing demographics and labor market dynamics.
In fact, the Consultative Labor Council, Labor Process, Consultative Process remains indispensable in ensuring that the reforms are balanced and balanced and socially responsive, and all the other issues that I listened to, especially when the Zambia Congress of the Union spoke. We say yes, they are that. Yes, we need to reconsider and we need to the president why we are here today to look at every problem, what we are not able to get to the top of what we expect and continue to find out that the laws are yours.
Speaking earlier, the Zambia Congress of Trade Union ZCTU President Blake Malala emphasized that pension reform should not be treated as a purely technical or financial exercise, but as a matter of decent work and social justice.
If we have meaningful 2020.